This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Hope everyone enjoyed the long holiday weekend. I hope everybody took a moment to remember why we have a long holiday weekend. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. You had all the family in town.
Yeah.
G. Mitch in full effect.
Had the grandies, man. Yeah, it was fun. It was eye-opening, say it like that.
And do you have baby gates in your house yet?
No.
Not on the stairs or anything?
Nah, I just, you know, it's so many adults around, and you stay on top of it.
Has
and
Monica made you baby-proof anything?
No.
Did you have to go around and plug up all the electrical sockets?
Nah. It's just that, you know, like I said, you got, what was it, 8 adults in the house with 2 kids? We can't keep an eye on them. Something wrong.
How old are the babies now? Like a year and a half?
14 months and 18 months.
Okay. Next summer might be some G. Mitch baby-proofing going on, man.
Nah. G. Mitch has a tendency to speak in a way that they understand, no matter how old they are. Like, you know.
That I believe.
Cece has a tendency to whine because she wants everything. So I basically have to like, no, you're not getting that.
Yeah.
I don't play the, oh, baby, no. I say no. And she stops.
You're saying no like that to an 18-month-old baby
damn
girl.
Damn right. So that's the problem. Like, we want a baby. When you talk baby to babies, they win. When you talk straight to a baby, they understand. You know? So,
hey, man, you want to come over like, straighten out my 6-year-old?
Willie and Kristen. Willie, you know, the man, you got your little daughter. You are very much like you, soft. And Kristen don't play it. So Willie called Kristen the gangster parent, and he's a soft parent. I say you better change it up.
That sounds kind of equitable with my family.
Yeah.
And Lauren, if you had to pick the gangster between me and Lauren, who are you picking?
That's what I'm saying, because they understand exactly, and I've watched it, man. I watched my parents. I watched Monica. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to be just like them. I'm talking straight.
Straight talk with G. Mitch. I like it. Sounds like a podcast.
Then when the baby falls, you know, first person to him is grandpa.
When the baby falls, you can't act like it's a big deal. Because if you're just like, oh, you're okay.
Well, it was a big deal. He decided he wants to walk the dog.
Oh.
Dog start running, so he wants to run, and he fell in the mouth. His lip hit.
Oh, did he start bleeding?
But he was able to put his hands down real quick, and he scraped his lip a little bit. Wake up this morning, like nothing ever happened. That was me and you. We'll be swollen. You
did you try to get ice on it or anything, or just kind of let him chill out?
They clean it off, and then they put some Vaseline on it.
That's a good idea.
You know, and this morning looked like nothing ever happened.
That's great. I'm glad you had some good family time. There was all sorts of talk of the food you were going to cook.
I did.
What, ribs, crabs, all of it?
So Saturday I did 7 dozens of crab, 30 Damn. Pounds of crawfish.
How many people came over?
It's my family.
7 dozen crabs.
Dude, you got 8 people with my blood.
Yeah. And you, yeah.
30 pounds of crawfish, 8 pounds of shrimp, and we had corn, potatoes, sausage.
All right. 7 dozen crabs and 30 pounds of crawfish. Even with it's good to be B. Mitch hookups, $400?
Oh, it was more than 400.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, it was more than 400. But it was far less than what it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
because the crabs were supposed to be 109 a pound. I ended up paying about $4 something for that.
109 a dozen.
A dozen, yeah. I paid $4 something for those.
Okay.
And then the crawfish were like $9.95. I ended up paying $2.10 for those. I got them for $7 a pound.
There you go.
You know.
Did you play any golf this weekend?
Nah.
Really?
No.
I thought you had golf lined up.
No. Which guy was trying to get me to go, and I told him I had to let him know, and then that was Nick's. I said, y'all mind if I go play golf on Monday morning? They say, nope, that's not happening. That was my daughter speaking, so I'm like, okay, then I'm good. Then Saturday, we went to the winery, and I think the group I was with, like 16 adults, we might have went through like 20 plus, 25 bottles of wine.
Strong work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's nice with the winery is the babies can run around, too. There's all sorts of
kids. We had a
kids.
Little section where we were all by ourselves, but they could run all over the place.
That's great.
You know, it was cool. And then yesterday, I barbecued a multitude of things.
There you go. I barbecued a little yesterday. I did a big old sirloin. I did a bunch of chicken, so we have chicken for the week. I did my wife sauteed this crab meat we got. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice dinner, kind of low-key. I did get to play. So I went down to the beach and stayed in this awesome little condo. From where I was, the ocean is like 60 yards left. Uh-huh. Just a casual little Terry McLaurin go route.
Right.
And then there's a bar. It's a restaurant, but there's like a restaurant. There's a place that serves alcohol that is like
In Louisiana, that could be anything.
That's true, but this is Delaware. It was a Zachert stop route. Like it was so easy and close, and it had a good kids menu.
Mm-hmm.
So like, all right, girls, grilled cheese, chicken tenders, pasta with Tito's. Red sauce, espresso martini. And just to be able to walk to and from, I mean, we're literally like splitting the difference between the two.
That's cool.
Was pretty great. I got to play. Have you ever played the Peninsula up at the beach?
The Peninsula?
So I thought it was newer.
That's on the way to Dewey
yes.
Beach. Yes, yes.
You know where Baywood Greens is?
I played that, yes.
So I got to play there, and I really enjoyed it, man. I thought.
Of course, it's legit.
Yo, it was legit. And
the Baywood Greens, though, is special.
Dude, yeah, I like Baywood,
that
too.
That thing.
They always have all the flowers.
Bro,
and
it looks like Augusta.
It does. Because you know the people that own it also
own a nursery. Yeah.
A nursery, right.
And then the 18th hole, they got, you know, Augusta got all the azaleas and stuff around the par 3. They got that around the 18th hole. That's like a par, what, 4 or 5?
Well, and they have that little island you can try to hit it to.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little top golfy. Or no, what's the video game?
I don't know. I don't play video games.
Why, Brian, what's the golf video game? Golden Tee. It's a little Golden Tee-esque. I played all right. I shot a 92. I had a 44 on the back. Made a couple big putts. We're rounding into golf season form here.
Yeah, JP still beat you, dog.
How was everybody's Memorial Day weekend? Jeffrey, how about you? Any good baked beans?
Yes. It was a lot of good baked beans.
Did you use JP's recipe?
No. I let my mom cook them, and they were amazing.
Did you share my recipe with your mom?
I told her that years ago, JP. And you know what she said? That man need to send his beans to me, and I'll make them. But I had a great weekend. DJing, right. And I whipped my friends in Top Golf. Hey, B-Mitch, I heard something too, man. You was talking trash about my golf game at a funeral, dog?
Yeah. I mean, it was a funeral, so I was your golf game in the funeral. It matches.
Hey, look, Rail was with me at Top Golf yesterday. He was like, yo, you got way better than what B described.
But Top Golf, Jeff, we've learned this.
I just told Rail, I said, Jeff talking about playing golf, he still sucks.
Top Golf.
I told him that yesterday. I said, nah, bro, I still suck, bro.
We do have two things we need to discuss. Quick tour around the NBA. Last night was a really good game.
It was.
Thunder are now up 3-1 on what just seems like they're.
That is all down to now.
They're just like on a freight train to hold the Larry O'Brien, it seems.
What's the dude used to be with the Lakers that played with them now? White dude with a headband.
Caruso?
Yeah. That dude, they had a play last night.
He was on the Bulls. Was he on the Lakers?
I thought he was on the Lakers at one point with LeBron them.
You're right.
They started going down and they all took off. That dude can run, bro. Like, this dude, like, you always see him like a hustle man. No, no, no. He has all the skill. He is fast as hell.
Giving all the whiteys out there hope. Alex Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell of a game last night. Hockey was not a hell of a game last night. The Hurricanes got their first win. That series is now 3-1. Seemed like Florida was like, we're just going to chill. We're going to chill and finish this at home. That was my read on the situation. Obviously, a huge game tonight, man. Indy's up 2-1. That game, I guess that would have been Sunday night, right? I watched the end of that.
Yeah.
And it was the first time the Pacers couldn't close out. And Brunson was quite good. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about Brunson on this program. I mean, in games 1 and 2, Brunson had the ball in his hand with a chance to tie it and couldn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Games 3, I thought Brunson really, really showed. I thought Cat was good, too.
I had to referee a little bit this weekend because, you know, Deshaun's a Knicks fan. Willie's a Celtics fan. So they were, he's like, yeah, y'all going to do just like y'all did, like we did. Y'all won one game, now y'all finna go home. They were eating each other up, man. It's funny.
What do you think happens? I mean, if the Knicks get it tonight.
If they get it tied up.
And then they've got two of the last three.
Then you have basically a ball game. They lose it, cancel Christmas.
I think they lose and it's over.
If they lose it, it's going to be the Thunder. Because the Thunder win in that series. I'm just saying it right now. You know, and like Ed, I understand you don't want to be the face, dog. But you know what? You ain't going to be a no face if you can't close out and you're shooting 13 shots.
You know what's interesting?
You shot 13 shots in game one. You got to shoot the ball, dog.
What is really interesting with the Ant Edwards face of the league stuff is there's this if we're in this discussion about who should be the face of the league, what about the dude that just won MVP and his game is just so smooth? Like, why can't it be SGA?
To be honest,
but it just doesn't seem like it will be.
Because this is what society is. He is unbelievable as a player. He has no flair.
Right.
No, and he doesn't say anything. So that doesn't work for a person. If I want you to sell something for me and you don't talk, that's not helping me.
Dude, SGA last night went
He's very much like Jokic. Jokic don't say a damn thing.
I was going to say like Kawhi kind of too. Kawhi's kind of weird, though.
Kawhi, weird, don't say nothing, but guess what? Kawhi was wearing New Balance or whatever it was before anybody, like, before it got cool. He was wearing that. So, it's just ultimately, and it wasn't cool for old people.
Kawhi was rocking the straight backs when it wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah, but that's the
record. I was wearing New Balance in middle school, so
but, you know, nobody really
not
cares.
Not hooping in them.
I mean, at Westland Middle School I was, but not exactly in the pros.
Gym class. You played for a basketball team, JP?
Yeah.
And you put your New Balance on?
Nah, for basketball, I would put on.
But that's what we're saying.
Everybody wore high tops. Nobody wears high tops.
That's what we're saying.
I get it. I was just kind of joking.
I just think that, like, when you look at Ant, listen, I don't know. All the little jokes and stuff about him looking like Jordan and this, that, he looks like Jordan. And he flies. Like, Steph came in. Steph was a shooter. But Steph had flair with it.
Yeah.
And then he took over. Babyface Assassin took over. Shea doesn't really do anything but just break you down.
Last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He played 40 minutes.
Hmm?
He scored 40 points. He had 10 assists and 9 boards.
Yes.
He's a board away from a triple-double, and all we're talking about is Ant. And I'm not saying us. I'm saying, like, the world.
But see, that dude is the JP dude. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You buy totally into social media. A lot of people do. I think social media is straight garbage. I do it just because I have to. But the people that buy into it understand it and they say I work. That's Ant. The people that don't buy into it is Shay. That's all it is.
I just think in the debate about face of the league, personally, I think we're going to see a showdown of Halliburton and SGA next week.
I think they'll play, but I still think Halliburton's personality will never make him that guy.
He's that guy to Jeff. He's Jeff's guy.
I mean, not Halliburton. I'm talking about Shea. But even Halliburton, I don't think.
Listen, we still can't figure out if it's Shea or Shy.
It's Shea.
And yet we're debating.
It's Shea. They've said it.
People have said it's Shy.
But I've heard the announcers say Shea, so okay. I would expect them to be doing their homework.
That's their job.
So,
Think Pacers or Knicks? Huh? Pacers or Knicks?
At this point, I'm not sure.
Way to take a stand.
I'm just saying, it's like, I've seen teams give up 20-point leads. I see teams come back from 20-point leads. It's weird. That whole series is weird to me.
All right. I also think we need to discuss a epidemic among our program. Landfill, White Brian, Jeff, Brian, myself.
What's the epidemic?
Well, last week, Mikey Sammerstill very famously made some videos calling people to wish them good night.
Yeah.
And
I cursed out two people on this show.
This weekend, Landfill and Jeff called me to wish him good night.
Yeah.
How'd that go, Landfill?
Landfill called me at 7:30. Hey, B, and I was like, because when Landfill called my number at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'm like, something's wrong. Oh, he got something going. So I say, Landfill, what's up, man? What's going on? Yo, B, you know, I was just sitting here chilling, man, and I was about to turn in. I said, Landfill, get off here with that BS.
I mean, something was wrong. Nobody had called to wish you good night yet.
But Jeff, with this not being very slick at all, it was a second after I hung up the phone and started ringing again to Jeff. I answered the phone. I answered the phone cursing him out right off the bat.
And White Brian just completely forgot to call. And we had a group chat.
And then
you had a side text going to harass B-Mitch and
Ben. Then Brian Colbert called me. I didn't even answer his phone call.
Was he part of it too, or was he might have been calling you for real work stuff?
He was calling, and they did it with the command center crew. So he got Fred, he got Santana. I didn't even answer the phone. I said, you know what? I hope they don't need nothing because my friend's in trouble. Now you call me late at night, your ass in trouble. I'm not answering the phone.
Let me tell you about the most old man experience I had this weekend.
Let's do it.
Mark and B-Mitch called me at 3:15. To say goodnight.
No, Mark wanted to call you at 3:15 because Mark said he was drunk and he was tired.
I was just
messing up with Jeff. Like, you want to call me? I'm gonna just blow your damn phone up. We were on a 15 bottle. They had brought to the table.
Landfill, how did B-Mitch react to your goodnight call? Was he thrilled to talk to you?
You know, he didn't seem thrilled. I think he threatened me 3 or 4 times in the span of a 30-second call.
What day was this?
Friday, maybe.
had Uncle Nearest been poured yet or anything?
No, I had no bourbon.
Okay.
All right. Weekend.
All right. Because I could imagine.
I don't need Uncle Nears to curse him out for that.
Sure. But there's a certain zone where I think it'd be real funny how pissed you would get.
I'm just serious. Anybody out there, friends or whoever, if you're calling me late at night and you don't normally call, I am not answering the phone. So if you're in trouble, call somebody else. Call Anfield, Jeff, White Brian, JP. Don't call me. I'll give you their numbers right now. Jeff is two.
B, you know me. I'm just not going to answer.
JP got the teenage do not disturb on this call anyway.
Permanent do not disturb. It's much, much easier. That's how people that, like, legit know me know they just call again and it goes right through. That, like, my wife does that. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the end of that list of people that legitimately
call. Yeah, everybody else, he not busy. He trying to avoid you. I called JP and Aaliyah. That's two people that use that.
Last night at the crib was cool. We had basketball up top, hockey up top, watched a bunch of Bravo. This Craig and Paige breakup, B, are you all right with everything?
Who is Craig and Paige?
They broke up.
I really don't give a damn. That's just like calling me and tell me goodnight. I'm off of that.
Jesse Solomon and Lexi broke up, too.
Whoever cares.
I think Jesse Solomon's kind of a clown, honestly.
Well, I think you a clown for even watching it.
We got some news. Commanders have re-signed a defensive tackle. We're going to tell you about that. And just came out this morning, the finalized preseason schedule. And why, honestly, it's a little tough for guys on the edge of the roster trying to make a roster spot. It's
Man, they're working on my birthday. But I'll get that night off.
I don't think
off.
You are.
I get that night off, baby.
Right, because the 18th.
Yes.
But
I can float in.
So the only game they had to announce was the third preseason game.
Yeah.
That's a tough draw. We'll explain what we mean when we return. Just getting in. It's Beamich and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.